Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Andy Warden is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Andy Warden is the owner of the Warden Company, which is an embroidery and promotional marketing company here in the Orlando area, Orlando, Florida, which, as you know, is where I am. I'm broadcasting live from, actually, I'm actually on the inside, I should say, the Bay Hill Club Club and Resort, that's how you say it, Bay Hill Club and Resort. Mr. Palmer's fine property here with 27 holes of outstanding golf. If you ever get a chance to come here, you'll have a good time, I promise you. And the food is the best you'll ever find. And they really take good care of you here. And I really appreciate that about them. Andy is also the grandson of Burt W. Martin of the Burt W. Martin Foundation, which is a very important foundation for the Arnold Palmer Medical Center, and he and I are going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, I want to talk about his business. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Okay, the Warden Company is an embroidery and promotional marketing business.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
Well, what we do is we work with companies, large, small, medium-sized, anybody. And we provide them with custom logos, whether it be on shirts for corporate outings, trade shows, and also promotional marketing ideas and items. Once again, to leave behind for, say, a real estate agent makes a cold call or talks to a prospective seller or buyer, they give them something like it could be as small as a keychain or anything that they feel that's in their marketing needs.
I call those worker bees, because they keep working when you're not there.
Exactly. Yes. Some people call it trinkets and trash, but
yeah.
But they're it's a very large industry.
Since I've used those things very successfully in my career, you know, any kind of a little gift or something like that is not unlike a proposal. You know, it's something that you leave behind And it reminds people of you long after you're gone.
Exactly, and it's important that also people use their money wisely. We try to counsel people and not to waste money on certain items. So it's just, you know.
What would be an example? If someone came to you, let's say a small business owner came to you and said, Andy, you know, I heard what you said about you know, using merchandise, using promotional items to you know, as a worker bee or as a leave behind or something like that. How would you recommend that I invest my money?
Well, depending on your business, mm-hmm. What we would actually do is we would sit down and we would talk. This is how I handle it. Somebody may handle it something differently. I try to find out who they're trying to market to, mm-hmm. What clientele, age, most of those type of needs, what they've done in the past, if they've done anything. And that would include even if they've done radio advertising or any other type of marketing. Mm-hmm. In the past, a lot of people have never thought of promotional marketing items as an advertising budget.
Right.
So we try to talk to them, counsel them about that, and just find their needs. So it really depends on everybody's needs. Everybody is different. That's what's
great.
Well,
they might want to have some shirts embroidered for their employees.
Correct.
So that every time somebody walks in the business, you know, it's amazing how many times people will walk into a business and do business and leave and not even know where they are.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have you walked into a supermarket and you have to look around to see who to write the check to?
Right.
You know, and if the employees have that on their shirt, you know, then you know, everybody knows where you are, right?
Right. Correct. Well, and it's also an image. So when you start getting into uniforms for the businesses, it becomes a little more upscale looking, so mm-hmm. forth. That's, you know, like restaurants. We work with some restaurants. We'll do their shirts and they'll do their aprons. It's image. And in today's business world, in my opinion, it's very, you know, your image is almost everything.
Well, see, that's a big thing that I'm trying to get across to small business owners and have since I've been doing the show for almost 9 years. is to realize that your company is a brand. It is a brand. It has brands. And somebody's going to define that brand.
Right.
Either you do it or your competition will do it. Or your customers or maybe the unhappy customers will do it. But you got to stay in front of that, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's not just about logos, is it?
No, it's everything. Logos can be very, very simple. But something that's the public can identify with, whether they're there or not. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's why you see so many even trucks running around. They've got their logo on their truck.
Right.
You know, that's another form of advertising. So.
Right. How's business?
Well, for me, it's been great. Last year was good. This has been even better.
If you saw a headline in a newspaper that said voters are worried about the economy, they're negative, they're having a negative attitude about the economy in the fall, you know, getting ready for the fall elections, what would you think? Would you think you were reading a newspaper from another country, or what would you think?
Well, unfortunately, most newspapers these days are pretty negative about everything. I'd have a hard time because we're out talking to people. And the first,
what are your customers telling you?
Well, my customers right now they're pretty happy. They're making money. And one of the biggest things in advertising, whether it be my advertising or something else, when the economy is down, business is slow, what's the first thing they do? They cut out advertising.
Exactly.
And
the first thing they cut is probably your kinds of
my advertising. And years ago, before I got into this business, I was also in the radio business.
Mm-hmm.
I sold radio commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd tell my people, when times are slow, you need to get the word out, because
right.
you got to let people know your doors are still open.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our customer and clientele has been pretty brisk.
How long have you been in business?
I've been doing this business for 15 years.
15 years.
Yeah, I was in the radio business before, when I got out of college, from the University of Florida. And
why don't you give us your website?
The website is www.wardencompany.com. That's company is spelled out all the way.
All right, wardencompany.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you know now that you wish you knew when you started your business 15 years ago?
Well, it's kind of funny. I was actually in this industry in a sense before I did mm-hmm. did this. So probably my whole life I manage my time a little bit better. I'm always doing something.
Manage your time better?
Yeah, for me. Yeah, mm-hmm. I need to I'm always involved with something. Obviously, you know, I've had my business. You've mentioned the foundation
right.
You're involved with.
You're very much involved in that. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, you're the president of that.
Vice president.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Andy about his grandfather, who was a pretty darn good businessman himself, and the foundation that he left behind and what it does for so many people. We'll do that right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Andy Wharton. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our new friend Andy Wharton, the owner of the Wharton Company, and it's wardencompany.com.
Correct.
No
Correct.
D in front, just Wharton.
Just Wharton Company.
Wardencompany.com. And you do business all over the country, right?
Not only country, we ship out of the country.
Internationally. So if someone wanted to go to your website and do some business with you, if they had a question that they'd like to ask about, you indicated a minute ago, you like to advise your customers on how to spend their money. You'd help them with that?
We could do that.
All right,
most
good.
Definitely.
Wardencompany.com. Okay, let's talk about another business and another person. That's your grandfather, Mr. Burt Martin, W. Martin.
Correct.
Tell us about Mr. Martin.
Well, he was, it indicated before, he was a very brilliant businessman. He was in the printing business. He figured out how to print on polyethylene. He was a pioneer in printing
mm-hmm.
out of Chicago, and then moved the factory to Mount Vernon, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sold out.
So when did he pass from this world?
1970. So
yeah.
It's been some time.
Very successful.
Yes.
Left behind a foundation.
And
does a lot of good things.
Well, we certainly try to, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're vice president of that, helping you and your mother, his daughter, are
are involved in perpetuating his name and his foundation?
Correct. We have a board. My middle brother Chandler is also on the board, who lives in Tucson. And actually, I had an older brother who was obviously on too, but he passed away about 6 years ago from from an accident. So, but so we keep on plugging away every year.
Tell us about the foundation's work with the Children's Hospital, Arnold Palmer's Medical Center. As you know, they've now the brand now is Arnold Palmer Medical Center, which includes the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children, the Winnie Palmer Women's and Infants Hospital, and now the Burt W. Martin Trauma Center.
Correct. We've been involved with the hospital for probably about 17 or 18 years now. We started off a little slowly. They used to have a golf tournament here. It was used to play it down at Grand Cypress. It was called the Shark Shootout, and they'd have four players.
I remember that.
Greg Norman. That was Greg Norman's event when he lived here in town. Arnold would play, and they'd get a couple other, and they'd raise the funds for the hospital. Mm-hmm. Well, when Greg moved out of the community, support stopped. Mm-hmm. So the hospital came and approached us and asked us if we would be interested in. Raising, resurrecting some type of a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about it and we thought about it, but we wanted to expand it. And so we came up with the Champions for Children. We just had our 15th event this past weekend here at Bay Hill.
They were teeing off yesterday, literally, as I was doing the show.
Yeah, we teed off early yesterday.
The second round, and the first day was amateur, and then yesterday was pro amateur.
Correct. Yes, and we have a lot of.
I saw Gary Koch. I saw who else? I saw Laura Baugh.
Laura Baugh was here.
Here.
Scott Hoke.
Scott Gump. Always comes good.
Dickie Pride.
Yeah.
Daniel Chopra.
And, of course, the king.
He was here.
Mr. Palmer was here.
He did not play yesterday. But
he was there.
But he was here.
And that's all we cared about.
Absolutely. He got around the golf course and met all the groups.
Yeah.
And we did this several years ago, and it's worked out well for us. And he enjoys meeting everybody.
I've never seen anybody who loves people as much as Arnold does.
Yes.
Have you?
No, he's...
He really does love... And you know what? I wasn't the first to say that. Jack Nicklaus said that. Somebody was talking to him about the difference between those two and their rivalry and everything.
Right.
He said, well, just remember this. He said, I love golf. Arnold loves people.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, he's no matter where he is, what time, somebody asks him for an autograph, he gives it to him.
I've seen him do it time after time. Okay, now, you guys raised over $800,000 in a two-day tournament here.
Correct.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All that money goes... For the trauma center that's just opening the 1st of January, right?
The 1st of January. Actually, this is about our fifth year that we have applied our funds to the trauma center. It's an $11 million complex, and we committed $5 million through this event for that. So.
And you're there, basically, aren't you?
We're there. We've got maybe a couple $100,000 to go for next year, and
right.
then we will move on to another critical need of the hospital. And that's what Champions for Children is all about.
Right.
What we do is we take a look and we purchase and supply funds for the most critical needs for the children's hospital. So,
right.
And I can't think of anything better than we've done in 15 years than to build a emergency trauma center just for children. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, now the children have to go to the main hospital.
Right.
It's not an environment.
It's a horrible. Yeah. And nothing wrong with those folks. It's just they're not set up for little guys.
No. There's some, nasty things that unfortunately that happen in the adult trauma center.
Right.
And as I said earlier, it's not a place for children.
Right. So. Well, thank you for all you guys do. Thank you for the good work that you and your mother are continuing to do in on behalf of your grandfather's name, the Burt W. Martin Foundation. I've taken the tour. I'm going to have another one today. Hopefully we'll get to see a little bit of the trauma center. The things that you guys are doing and the work that you're doing to help these little guys is something I know when you lay your head down at night, it makes you proud.
I appreciate it. It's a worthwhile cause.
Is there a website for the foundation?
Not for the Martin Foundation. No.
Okay.
No.
But folks, let me know if you'd like to contribute. I'll tell you how you can do that. Andy, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
Andy Warden, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the Warden Company and the vice president of the Burt W. Martin Foundation. And that's wardencompany.com. You want to do some business with him? Quick break. It's 29 after. I'll be right back. And in a few minutes, the king, Mr. Arnold Palmer, right here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.